too long. We have a journey to make this evening.
What is this? A stir among my birds? The cat, is it? Window closed? Did we shut the door? We did not. The door has creaked open. See, close it, quick, please.
I'll get it. I didn't see you there.
Miss Flight.
Who's that? In the hall.
I thought I heard. Nothing like that, I beg your pardon.
Mr. Nemo.
Nemo?
Yes. Noah.
Are you coming in, Mr. Nemo?
No, I was just passing. I saw you.
I'm sorry, me?
You are?
My name is Esther. Esther Somers.
A ghost.
I'm sorry?
Perhaps that's all that caught my attention. A ghost. A memory, excuse me.
Oh, the door! Close it!
We were just going.
Close it!
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Nemo is the only other lodger. They say... Oh, but I shouldn't repeat it.
What, Miss Light? What do they say? Please.
The children in the lanes, seeing him coming, going, so like a shadow, saying so little. They say he has sold his soul to the devil.
At the edge of the world in the Western Sea, white cliffs guard a fabled isle. Once peopled with giants, now beset by dragons. It is a realm of shadow, a kingdom of mists, a land of legend. Albion. Part 1. Last of the Romans.
So, this is the place where the portents have led me, is it? The field where the next turn of the ages will occur. How peaceful. How deceptive. But I know you're out there, Great One. I heard your call on the wind, summoning me from exile. I'll see you soon enough. I'm sure. Yes. Yes, it's always like this before the beginning. The skies are clear, and I see nothing. But the veil between worlds is thin and easily sundered by war. Yes, when war burns red across the land, that is the time I see most clearly.
Where's the damned cavalry? They're getting cut to pieces up there.
There's shelter on the slopes, ma'am.
Shelter doesn't break sieges, Commander. Find out what's holding them up and advise Lord Ambrosius I can't hold this position much longer.
Yes, ma'am. Lady Gwynethal. Lord Ambrosius needs you to buy more time.
Curse that man for making me pick up a sword again. Very well. Send in the reserves. Whatever else happens, we must get through those gates.
Yes, ma'am.
Put your feet up. Come on, hold it here. Man them capstans. Come on, lads. Let's get a foresail right. Hey! You there! Please stop that anchor.
little before dawn, the boatswain sounded his pipe and the crew began to man the capstan bars. I might have been twice as weary from the long night's work preceding, yet I would not have left the deck. All was so new and interesting to me. The brief commands, the shrill note of the whistle, the men bustling to their places and the glimmer of the ship's lanterns.
Quicker on that capstan! Let's see that foresail high!
Tip us a stave, give us a sarb to work to.
A song, lad?
Yeah!
Which song shall it be?
Oh, you know the song!
15 men on a dead man's chest, join in! Yo, yo, ho, and a bottle of love. Drink and the devil had done for the rest. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
The song carried me back to the Admiral Benbow, and I seemed to hear the voice of the captain piping in the chorus. But soon the anchor was shot up, soon the sails began to draw, and the land and shipping to flit by on either side. The Hispaniola had begun her voyage.
The rain is breaking through.
Indeed. The place will be underwater soon. But not before we see who has drowned already. The room is through here.
This room here, so dark and shabby.
Why, there he is, my lady, on the bed.
That thing. Him, is it? That tangle of hair and bone. And an eye, staring.
Staring at you, my lady, I believe.
Do I know him? Does he know me?
Shall we ask him?
He's dead.
That was the inquest verdict, my lady. But we await your verdict.
My verdict?
You must ask him who he is. It is a legal formality.
Who he is? He's alive.
That will be for the court to decide.
But I can see...
Court of Chancery.
But he's alive, aren't you? Staring at me so. Struggling up from your deathbed. I remember... I remember that bed.
My love.
I hear her voice.
Truly, you want to see? To know? Then follow.
Likewise, I see that other figure. Stumbling towards me out of the watery dark.
Beautiful.
And the girl, I see. That child with her face all wrapped in bloodied bandages, reaching out in her pain.
And the glass was all jacks, stabbing and stabbing. Jags of red and black and black and red and...
I knew he'd find her and she'd find him. She can smell the blood.
Black, red, black.
Come down here. The hell. Because every paradise has to come with one of those attached.
Follow.
Chaos of images comes an image I can only imagine, though I cling to it for all the pain of that clinging, as it is the image, the sound, which came before all those others. The sound, the image of my own father walking towards this very bridge,
one not-so-long-ago night in this chilly London autumn of 1898, walking towards a female figure on that bridge.
Oh, Sally's the girl that I spliced nearly. Wait, Sally, oh, her lips are red and her hair is curly. Hi-lo, Johnny Brownstan.
Anne! Mary, you've been keeping busy, I see.
You've returned for me, Anne, as I knew you would. Come, sit by my side. I'll tell you what I've found out.
Later. Look at this. They are plastered all over the harbour.
What does it say? I can't see. The light in here is dim.
On this day of October 20th, 1720, by command of Governor Woods Rogers of New Providence, a reward is offered for the capture of Captain Jack Rackham and his brace of Hellcats, Anne Bonny and Mary Read, for piracy and looting.
But his Hellcats? We don't belong to Jack or any man. Bloody cheek!
I thought Hellcats had quite the ring to it.
Ah, perhaps. And how much is the good governor offering for our capture?
500 guineas.
For both of us?
And Jack. The governor has dragged him in too. He cannot be seen to be chasing after only women.
It'll take more than posters and reward-chasing cowards to bring Anne, Bonnie and Mary Read to heel.
I will face down the bastards who would drag us back. I will not play their part again.
Never! Those petticoats are long since burned. Come, Anne, my best girl. Drink and sing with me, for soon we sail.
To us, Mary.
To us!
Anne Bonny and Mary Read, the Hellcats!
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 Sally is the girl that I love dearly.
Hey, Sally! Oh.
But a fresh affidavit has been put on file. I have it here. I can read out the more pertinent details.
I am quite capable of reading a document myself, Tulkinghorn. Let me see.
Of course, my lady.
Fancy bit of writing.
Well, the court takes pride in commissioning fine penmanship.
The better to obscure, I'd venture, the confusion underneath. Still, let me...
My lady?
Who copied this?
My lady means,
the handwriting, the transcription. Whose hand is it?
The court employs any number of copyists.
Whose hand?
You're looking a touch flushed, my dear.
What? It's the fire, the fog, the heat, the damp.
I am concerned, Sir Leicester, that Lady Dedlock might be ill.
I'm not ill. I am a little... faint.
Here, my dear. Let me take a hold of you.
Faint. Like... death.
Oh. Lady Dedlock!
Honoria.
Jim Hawkins, where are you? Jim!
Here, Ma.
Staring at the sea when there's chores needing done. A world of them. That poor old inn won't run itself, you know, not with your poor pa like he is.
I'm coming, Ma, I'm coming. I was just...
I know what you was just doing. Staring at that sea down there and dreaming about everything that isn't none of your business.
It's the sea, Ma. All my days stuck right next to it and never a chance to do nothing but look. Look out.
All my days indeed. Lad like you, more wet behind the ears than them waves out there. Try being your poor mother for a day. Or 16 years, come to that.
I won't spend my life mopping floors in the Admiral Benbow, Ma. I'll tell you that.
Oh, really? Where will you be? Out there floundering like a drowning man, calling for your mother?
Sailing, Ma. Sailing the whole world over, the whole bright white world of oceans and seas. Fishing, chasing whales, fighting wars, being a pirate.
James Hawkins, you are altogether too young and naive to be climbing in a boat anytime soon. And I've been listening to too many old men's stories in the snug of the Admiral Benbow. Come back inside and get them pots cleaned and plug your ears among all them old soaks.
But there are pirates, Ma. I've heard tell.
You've heard a tale too many, I think. Enough of tales. Let's get that in tidied.
But there were pirates. And they came all the way to the door of the Admiral Benbow Inn, beginning with the brown old seaman with the sabre cut. And thus began my adventures.